Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1164. We'll learn it today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv. Remember, Baron Zisa, Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe, and Lira Fua Shalema Chana Bas Estemalka. Okay, today, Bezras Hashem, we want to start our next malacha, which is the malacha of Shochet, slaughtering. Now, we all are thinking, you know, well, nobody's slaughtering on Shabbos, nobody's shechting on Shabbos, we all understand that. But we're going to see that the malacha of Shochet, slaughtering, has to do with many, many different things, not just, slaughtering a cow per se, shechting a cow. There's a lot involved, just to give some examples. It has to do with killing items, like killing an insect, right? You see a spider. Are you allowed to kill a spider? You're stepping on an ant. Do you have to walk around the ant? How does that work? Stepping on a bug, on a roach. We're going to see also it has to do with making oneself bleed, right? Let's say somebody flosses and they always bleed in their gums. Are they allowed to floss? If they scratch themselves, they'll make themselves bleed. So we're going to see there's a lot more involved than meets the eye than just slaughtering and that's it. I'm not shechting a cow, so let's move on to the next malach. There's a lot of questions which come up, which are negeil lemaisa. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we finished the malacha of Tzad to an extent, and as we always say, that Baruch Hashem, be it as it may, as more shailas come up in Tzad or any other malacha, if they have to be addressed, we always try and address them, even though we're moving on to the next malacha. We try and move on when we get to a certain point. Obviously, you can't stay on one malacha forever. We try and move on after a certain point, and as things come up, we address them. Okay, so moving along. So he says like this, does the Sefer Lamedtes Malachas, as we always do, we try and start with that on page 887 in conjunction with the introduction to our new malacha of Shochet slaughtering. So he says like this, again, Sefer Lamedtes Malachas on page 887, he says, what exactly was, we always look at what was done in the Mishkan. Obviously, the 39 Malachas comes from actions which were done in the Mishkan. So he says, it's purely fairly simple Malacha. He says like this, before removing the skin of the ram or the tachash, so various different animals required for the skins were needed for the coverings of the Mishkan, the curtains and so on. So but Lamaisabi, obviously we all understand, before you remove the skin, the animal first had to be slaughtered, right? So the first animal first had to be slaughtered, and that is the malacha. Doing this action is the malacha of Shochet slaughtering. Okay, so now he goes on to say, what's the basic premise of Shochet? What's the bare foundation of what it's all about? Although the definition of the malacha seems to imply, rituals, slaughtering, like, you know, killing something, killing an animal, shechting something, which most of us are not, does not even come into our minds on Shabbos, understandably. The two have little in common beyond the fact that they are both methods of taking the life of a living creature, which we're going to see most of the shailas in Shochet, which come up, which apply to us in the modern era, if you want to call it, in any era at all, don't really have too much to do with what took place in the Mishkan, but we're going to see it's very similar. Okay, so that is to say, the Melach of Shochet is by no means limited to the act of Shechita, slaughtering, which is what we explained before. He goes on to say further, the basic premise, any method, okay, before we get to that, he says, any method of killing is Shochet. It doesn't have to be, you don't have to do a Shechita with Kehilchasa or whatever. Any method of killing that falls under, anything that's killed on Shabbos falls under the Malacha of Shochet, slaughtering. The basic premise of Shochet is Netilas Neshama, taking a life, right, of an animal, an insect, whatever it is. Therefore, ending the life of a living being, okay, ending the life of a living being by any method is Shochet. Again, you don't have to have exactly slaughtering. Just killing any living creature goes under the Malacha of Shochet. Whether this is accomplished by poisoning, whether it's with drowning, crushing, however it is, any action that one, there's an action of Netilas Neshama, taking the life of this animal, insect, whatever it is, would fall under the Malacha of Shochet, slaughtering. Okay, now he says, Just three quick examples, which are plain and pashut, which we all understand. He says, first of all, one may not step on an insect, right? I see a spider, let's say, just give me an example. I see a roach, good, I want to step on it and kill it, right? So one may not step on an insect, thereby crushing it to death. You're killing it, same concept. I'm taking the life of the insect, okay? So that is Netilas Neshama, and that is the Malach of Shochet. Another example he gives, one may not spread poison or spray into insecticide to kill an insect. In other words, I take out my spray bottle, right? I see a roach crawling up the wall. I take out my spray bottle, insecticide, whatever that kills the roach, right? And I spray it and I kill it, and that's all. That falls under the malacha of shochet, slaughtering, one of the 39 malachas. Another example he gives, does all again in the Sefer Lamentes Malachas on page 887. One may not shake an insect from a towel, right? I look at my towel, there's a spider crawling up my towel, so I'll shake the towel into the toilet bowl, and the insect will fall in there. That I'm not supposed to do. And definitely, certainly not to flush it down, right? I'll shake it into the toilet, now I'll flush the toilet, killing the insect, 1, 2, 3. And that is not allowed to be done, because again, that all falls under the guidelines of, that all falls under the malacha of shochet, slaughtering. Now we'll try and get to if there's various different ways how to work with that, but for now we just want to see obviously the basic foundation as to how it works. Now he says further to the Sefer Lamentes Malachas on page 888, that he says like this. He says spraying insecticide upon an insect is shochet also, even if the insect does not die right away, right? You'll say, well, I'll spray the roach. You know, it'll take him a few minutes till he turns upside down and actually it's over. His life is over. It's going to take him a little bit of time, so maybe that's okay. No, that's also not allowed to be done. Spraying the insecticide upon the insect is shochet, even if the insect does not die right away. He brings down just another example. Similarly, poisoning an animal. If somebody poisons an animal, would be also shochet, even though it could take several hours till the animal actually dies, until the poison takes effect or whatever the case might be. So these are all various different examples of shochet, because again, you're doing something which takes it's a act of netilas neshama of that animal, that insect. It kills the insect, it kills the animal, even though it might take, the point is over here, even though it might take a little bit of time, since it's a regular way how the insect or animal dies, so that is all part of the malacha. Okay, we're going to stop here. We'll continue next time. Thank you for listening. Hatzlachem, bracha, kol tov.